Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, that's the chief shepherd, the good shepherd, Yeshua, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah 53, this is the chapter, the superlative chapter of the suffering servant that became a lamb to slaughter. Yeshua the Messiah, for the iniquity of God's people who had gone astray. We, like sheep, have all gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then he was slaughtered. He was counted a place in death. Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. His blood gave us life. We became his seed when we turned from our ways and went to the cross and received him. Acts 8:32, the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before its shearer, so he opened not his mouth. This is when Philip was speaking to the Ethiopian eunuch. And Matthew 26:31, Jesus himself said unto them, all you will be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered abroad. And 1 Peter 2:25, you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. This lamb that was led to the slaughter, Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is the fulfillment of the sin offering. the feast of Passover instituted in Exodus 12. When now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man in need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month." Then, so they had it from the 1st to the 14th, 2 weeks. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. This is when Yeshua was hung on the cross. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in the fire with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roast it in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you as a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. And herein in Hebrews 13:20, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, he brings us away from false teachers, false gods, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, from the evil one, from lying spirits. He brings us through. He is the shepherd of the sheep," John 10:2, "and he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And Jesus said again, verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep," John 10:7. And how do we go through this door? By acknowledging our need for a Savior, by turning away from these things, by hearing the voice of the shepherd, and whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. He is the Savior. He is the Savior of our sins, and he is the Savior of all those who will hear his voice and come. He has been sent to the lost sheep to call them back to the Father. He is the door. There is no other name given under heaven by which men might be saved. But at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of our God, the Father Creator. Now today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, but turn to the way, the truth, and the life. Turn through the door of eternity. the door that is the blood sprinkled for your sins, to deliver you and save you from this present evil world and give you everlasting life with Him, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that will not fade away. 1 Peter 5:4. Today is the day. Do not put it off. Do not turn away. Those who hear the voice of the Good Shepherd will follow Him, and He will take them with Him. He is the resurrection and the life. He's the only man, the Son of God, who was raised from the dead, proving and validating His claims to be Emmanuel, God with us. God bless you and keep you and call you into His everlasting life.